This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The United States says it will ban the use of the Chinese apps WeChat and TikTok beginning in 2 days. The main issue, says U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, is what he calls China's malicious collection of Americans' personal data. TikTok says it does not store user data in China, nor would it give that information to the Chinese government. Taiwan's presidential office is urging China to exercise restraint, saying that Beijing's international image is at stake. This after Taiwan ordered fighter jets into the air today as Chinese warplanes buzzed the island, crossing the sensitive midline of the Taiwan Strait. It is seen as an escalation of tensions the same day a senior U.S. official began meetings in Taipei. U.S. Undersecretary for Economic Affairs Keith Krach is in Taipei on a three-day visit. He's the highest-ranking State Department official to travel to Taiwan in 4 decades. Earlier today, China's defense ministry announced the start of combat drills near the Taiwan Strait, denouncing what it called collusion between the Chinese-claimed island and the United States. Taiwan claims that 18 Chinese aircraft, including fighters and bombers, were involved today, a far larger number than Taiwan has previously encountered. Still, presidential office spokesman Xavier Chang told reporters Taiwan's armed forces had a good grip of the situation, and he urged people not to be alarmed. Quickly mounting coronavirus cases is moving Israel into a second nationwide lockdown. It will coincide with the Jewish high holiday season, forcing residents to stay mostly at home. In the past week, new COVID-19 infections have reached daily highs of over 5,000 in Israel. Total cases stand at just under 177,000, with 1,169 deaths. Israeli leaders generally acknowledge they lifted earlier restrictions too soon. The coming lockdown is scheduled to last 3 weeks and will begin with the start of the Jewish New Year. This is VOA News. Britain may soon go back to tighter pandemic restrictions as the government tries to head off a fresh virus outbreak. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the country must unify in the coming weeks to get on top of the spike. New infections have pushed Britain's caseload to 384,000 at a cost of nearly 42,000 lives, thought to be part of the proposed new rules, limits on opening hours for pubs. The latest Johns Hopkins global pandemic tally shows 30.2 million coronavirus cases with a death count of more than 946,000. Here in the U.S., virus infections have claimed almost 198,000 lives as cases approach 6.7 million. The United States, India, and Brazil together make up about half of the infections worldwide and well over half the cases. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has reacted sharply to President Donald Trump's suggestion that a coronavirus vaccine may be only weeks away, warning Americans they cannot trust the president's word. At a CNN-sponsored town hall in Pennsylvania last night, former Vice President Biden said the idea that there's going to be a vaccine and everything's going to be fine tomorrow was just not rational. Mr. Trump has been fanning speculation that a COVID-19 vaccine could be ready for distribution ahead of his November 3rd re-election bid. President Trump has accused Biden of spreading anti-vaccine rhetoric. While Biden charged last night, Mr. Trump's pandemic response was criminal. Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, in a speech at the UN Human Rights Council today, demanded the government end violence against protesters in Belarus and set up a free and fair presidential election. Tsikhanouskaya fled her homeland for Lithuania amid a police crackdown in Belarus, following the August 9th voting, which incumbent Alexander Lukashenko says he won by a landslide. Speaking at the same meeting, the Belarus ambassador to the UN in Geneva said it was not acceptable for it to interfere in a country's election. The government of Italy says up to 1,000 spectators will be allowed to attend the semifinals and finals of the Italian Open tennis tournament set for Sunday and Monday. The tournament has been staged so far without fans because of COVID-19 fears. The outdoor competition features nine-time champion Rafael Nadal and top-ranked Novak Djokovic. Rescuers on the U.S. Gulf Coast have been using boats and high-water vehicles to reach people cut off by floodwaters in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally. Meanwhile, a second round of flooding took shape along rivers and creeks swollen by the storm's heavy rains. Across southern Alabama and the Florida Panhandle, homeowners and businesses are cleaning up, and officials are inspecting bridges and highways for safety. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.